There we go. How's everybody tonight? It doesn't sound like your party shoes are on quite yet. But let's see if we can get you there. I have books for sale over there. I'm not going to read you any poems from any of those books. You'll just have to take my word that these are all thematically similar. Yes. This is a new poem. This is called Hagerstown Sometimes. Sometimes the miles don't add up to much. A confused narrative that stretches across state lines and other non-existent boundaries. Sometimes the towns blend into a zen drone of non-distinctive road traffic landscape. Sometimes there's only one diner left in town, and sometimes that diner smells like a motel swimming pool. Sometimes you feel the waitress is betting on how long it'll take you to leave, and just before they anticipate that exit, then they finally acknowledge you. And sometimes you can hear them talking about how much their feet hurt, how it's all a goddamn miracle after all that's happened, how much they appreciate each other, how they're fucking overwhelmed. And sometimes your eyes wander across the dead eyes of patrons, and you wonder how they mark time. Sometimes you order a crab cake sandwich, betting 50-50 on its quality while measuring your proximity to an ocean. And sometimes when it's served, all you can do is unfold a massive sheet of romaine and peel off the rot. Sometimes the waitress notices you and says, "Gee, they really gave you a tree." And then to your dismay, she offers you iceberg lettuce. Sometimes you never know if you should laugh at a suggestion. Sometimes you drift off thinking about the cashier at the convenience store who tells you it's a really good job, but she's tired and it'll be okay. She's done in 50 minutes. Sometimes the last four songs of Sticky Fingers echo through your head, a knife, a light through the mountain roads as the daylight burns out. And sometimes Willie Mays. And sometimes all there is to watch sunset through big bay windows, splitting dusty light across vacant tables. Sometimes, if you're in Hagerstown, you have to wonder if the sun hasn't already set. Really quick poem. I've been writing short bar poems. A mustache drags a dead deer into Take a Break Bar and bellows, "I know a guy who'll gut and clean it for you, too." This might get me banned from Oakland. This is the hymn to corporations. They always ignore the no solicitor sign, or at least conveniently forget it. I can pick them out now in seconds, and by the time they've started their pitch, I've already said no. Oftentimes I have to repeat it. And I wonder how desperate one must be to wander into a record store and try and sell Omaha steaks, or mall coupons, or doctor's office art, or off-brand sports t-shirts, or even makeup and day spas to a group of bearded, flannel-clad men. This fucker, he sneaks in and he confuses me because he looks kind of like a shopper as he ducks and weaves around the store. And then he shoots up to the counter. Before he's at the door, he turns and he looks me dead in the eye, and like magic, his card is in his hand. He says he's a location scout for commercials, and I wince, which gives him a window. We do commercials for a lot of big companies, and he hands me a letter, which I'm reading, as he mentions they're looking for a location where hip young people could meet, like a coffee shop or a record store, and have a conversation about. And I stop him there. I just got to the place in the letter where it mentions UPMC. And I say to him, "Excuse me, but is this a commercial for UPMC? And he looks at me somewhat sheepishly and stutters a second. Yes. And I say, "Excuse me, and absolutely no offense to you, but fuck UPMC, fuck your company, and fuck you." And he looks at me a second. He's had people be rude to him. He's a salesman. It comes with the territory. But he sees how I'm carrying myself, and I'm not being rude. I'm being candid. I'm wearing my politics like a badge. I am not for sale, and neither is my business. Hell, I don't even have health insurance. And he stops and he processes all this. He pauses and he stutters, "I think I understand. And I say, "I hope so. and I thank him for shopping and wish him a pleasant day. Always kill the bastards with kindness. All right, another short one. This is showing up in a upcoming issue of Lilliput. It's called Riggs Lounge. All it takes is a quarter, flipped or tossed from anywhere in the bar into a tall, empty glass to the left of the register to open the doors to heaven. A few more. This is for my good friend Nikki Allen, who was just in town. She's living in Cairo right now. This is called A Dispatch from Cairo. Nikki, your phone call is alive from thousands of miles away. Sunday morning, the outskirts of Cairo crawl along Penn Avenue. The dusty noise of third world desert cities brought to the recently resuscitated steel city. The conversations of cities, one of the oldest in the world, one of the oldest in the country. The musicality of car horns speak the languages of traffic with or without signs and signals. I can see high rises, small apartment blocks, air conditioners raining free on puddles on cat shit sidewalks. Shop owners hawk a loud litany of wares, and I can hear the call to prayer. Allah appeased softly with the coming morning. Allah invoked with the force of the wide afternoon. Allah brought back with the dinner celebration. These weak souls fasted are now prostrate in the eyes of God. They look deeply at the sky for any indication of salvation. They mumble earnest, but Nikki, we know there are gods within us. Nikki, we are only noisy dreamers, aware that there is a better world somewhere, far beyond the police escorts, far beyond Mubarak's headquarters, now sheathed so as not to be seen. He is Mickey Mouse. He is a code word waiting to be forgotten. I can hear all the tired souls still in lull after overthrow, but the military junta in its place is no better. As Westerners, we can only hope the Middle East can find a solution far away from American foreign policy, the meddling that this country inflicts in every corner of the globe. Nikki, I hear the Red Sea in your laugh, and I miss my friend, but I'm elated you found the life you deserve with the partner you deserve. And I listen as you wander a distant part of the globe, trying to puzzle through Arabic, trying to understand the third world, trying to build a new life where everything is foreign. And I can see with my own wanderlust, I can relate through my own travels, which no matter how far gone, are never far enough, which no matter how long we stay away, it's never long enough. One short one, one middle one, and then I'll make way for the next poet. It's alphabetic order. I'm sure you can figure out who that is, but that tall man will tell you lots of pretty things in between. Anyway, this is called Redneck's Paradise. Passing the West Virginia state line, she reaches into her purse and pulls out a pint of Jim Beam. She uncaps it, helps herself to a generous slug, leans over and kisses me, then offers me the bottle. Sometimes all you have to celebrate is your escape. And this is called Hold On, Cool Breeze. Penn Avenue, Thursday nights. The spring let the breeze free, and it blew me from Lou's back porch over to here to sit under gallery lights. Modern formations, the words of poets realizing themselves. Words changing colors as they hit the air. Words changing as they cut the silence open. Returning to the night with a belt full of beer, the streetlights spin Keller wheels, and the moment the breeze kicks up, I lose my voice and I stand frozen with the last of winter, with the first of spring, and with, and if only momentarily, every cell of myself decimated into tiny atom ghosts, neither ancient or modern. And I think about a friend who wrote a song filled with jaunty melancholy called Hold On, Cool Breeze, and I can hear it turn the corner and rush through my head. When the feeling is gone, the night won't last so long, so keep your eyes peeled for the light. The cool breeze is gonna come and make it all right. Manny Thiner nods his head as I pass. He's doing Star Wars raps to impress kids half his age. They giggle and tug on 40s silly little islands playing in the streets. And there's a dude straight thugging it, leaning into a garbage can, blunt cherries blowing smoke halos into the consciousness of Spac Brothers' floodlight. And I listen while I walk. I listen to that space between seasons, where it seems years can pass. While this night walks with the Avenue Saints, I find my footsteps are too familiar to even recognize the dark, to remember this street. They keep going, falling asleep forever, in the passing of every car's headlights. Thank you.